But right now, all around us, and so compelling you never miss the fact there's no melody, is a music that is all beat, strong beat, and talk. It's rap music, and it sounds like this.
How many seconds did it say?
90 seconds.
All right.
Silent.
Well, let me get a sip of my Neo here. Okay. All right, here we go. Working in the lab, cooking a heater, conjuring a spell with the bookkeeper, brewing a potion, put it in a beaker. I'm spitting hot Ferraga, just like a Vigo. Dropped like a member bomb from Argentina. Grinding on a big booty,
hot Latina.
I'm John Cena in the back of the arena. Now let me take a minute to say bye to this Felicia.
Review Tech USA.
You are a bitch. Review my Tech 9 in a ditch. Well, I hate to break it to you, Rich, but I heard your latest track. It's a piece of shit. Second in line, to Kevin. Even more retarded than Kevin. Bigger failure than Project 7. Top 5 detractor on whose bucket list? You tried to start a civil war just for clicks. I'm sorry, Rich, if this seems kind of dramatic, but before I forget, I still owe you a tip. Pull out your cucumber and give it a lick, but don't get too salty or you'll turn into a pickled dick. Bye-bye. You fucking dick. Good stuff. Do we have time for one more? Who else? Who's next?
Forged out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Thursday, March 14th, 2024. I'm Luigi with the American branch of the Pole News Network. What are we going to talk about today? We're going to talk about a bunch of quickies. We got Pole getting shit up by Threads. Then we'll talk about the thread I just missed at the end of last episode. Last episode could have had an actual good finale, but instead it'll just be a quickie for today's show, whatever. Off into the oblivion of the void with you. Bye. Then we'll talk about the best thing to come out of the Stone Toss thing, and Texas shuts down Pornhub, as well as some faggot talking about how can people on Pole even hold a job. That's all the quickies, lots of quickies. And for the actual show, we'll dig into Revolutionary War General, which I haven't talked about since it was formed. Then Wikipedia removing all early life references. Ooh, that's Jewish. And we'll close out with Starship. That's the show. Gonna be incredible. Welcome, welcome, welcome. First, before we get into the show today, on the 6th, some glorious bastard donated almost $1,000 in Bitcoin to me. Thank you. Holy fucking shit. It was on the 6th of March. I didn't check it until yesterday. So, like, right around when I got back from the great American test of the great test of the Nazi. We were testing the Nazi to make sure the Nazi could make it through America. It's a bit hard getting through those Rockies. It's very hot. Whatever. Thank you. Glorious bastard Anon that donated the nigh $1,000. Holy fucking shit. Thanks. Thank you. I thought I might be able to shed a tear live, but I slightly shed a tear when you donated it. Not now. It's gone. It's whatever. Bye. Thank you so much for the money. Something like that. Incredible. Thank you. I'll try not to spend it if I don't have to, but I gotta pay taxes or something probably. Whatever. Thanks. Shamal says, base fan, it should be double in the next 20 days. That's what Clown World's saying, and I'm diamond hands, bro, on most of my assets that I can, unless I have to get the money, okay, to survive. Sorry, it's life. But I said it to Clown World, I'll say it to you. Bitcoin's gonna fucking crash, man. It's gonna crash. And probably, I don't know, my gut's saying in 2 weeks. My gut's saying 2 weeks. It's gonna crash. After it crashes, it will bounce back higher than it was before.
because Bitcoin's awesome like that. So if you just diamond hands it, you'll be fine. But it's definitely going to crash. It always goes through this ebbs and flow. I think Ben on Odyssey was saying it was going to hit 150,000 before it crashed. I said, I will eat a piece of a shoe if that happens. I will eat a piece of a fucking shoe if that happens. Not shoe on head, I will eat the fucking shoe if that happens. So, there you go. That's my take on all that. First thread of the day, after the glorious... Also, thanks Boogoo for... Boogoo has donated incredibly enormous amounts to me. So thank you Boogoo for the past donations. Thank you FBot. FBot donates me insane unknown amounts on Monero. So thank you FBot for the support as well. He gives me insane unknown amounts. So thank you to him as well. Thank you everybody that donates and keeps me going. If I missed your name, no more. There's so many people that support me. So thank you. I appreciate it. Really. I'm still looking for a job. So whatever. Pull News Central says, what kind of shoe? A tasty one, hopefully. The one with the least amount of material possible so that I don't really have to eat very much. Dio says, you should look for a job at a mechanic shop to learn how to fix cars. Dude, I don't want to know how to fix cars. I hate cars. I'll learn how to fix Nanachi, and that's it. Nanachi is the extent that you're going to get for car knowledge, okay? And I am actually reading through the book and, like, going hands-on with the car and shit. And doing the radiator flood, like, pulling the radiator out and fixing all the lines and making sure the coolant isn't leaking and stuff. It's gonna be a pain in the asshole. So whatever, man. Just let me do my thing, please. I hate cars. Dad's Dan Up says, just get augmented reality glasses and you can fix any car. Is that a joke or is that legitimate? Like there's some fucking application you can get with the 3D augmented glasses and you can literally have some sort of mechanical book at your disposal, or are you just being a jokey fuck? Like, who even knows nowadays? First thread, finally, for reals. First thread. Is this how a developer should behave online? Who the fuck can't, like, this thread, if you notice, the damn flags, the flagless threads are threads that, from what my information, from the knowledge that we've learned, are threads that are being dumped on poll. From other boards. Poles getting shit up from other boards. I don't want this shit here. Take this shit elsewhere. Why are we getting shit up with Twitter threads? Poll is literally getting shit up with other boards' Twitter threads. What? There's also, like, seems to be some sort of, like, like, if mods move a thread from another board to poll, it's almost like it has ban protection. Like, maybe it gets protected from being banned. Like, if you report it, the mods can't do anything about it because it already got moved or some weird shit. Some weird rule. I don't know, because they always hit 300-ish or some shit. Whatever. Stop dumping crap onto poll. We have enough crap here. The Jennies have enough crap to sort through without this crap on top of the other crap. Fuck. Jamal says he thinks it's going to crash after the elections. With the way things are going, fuck, bro. It looks like that probably is the play. Because I thought they were going to crash, fuck, 2 years ago. Man, holy fuck. It's been so long. We have the Russian war going on, everything, and it's still somehow managing to meander on. How it has not crashed before these elections, the only thing that is possible is fucking finagling. The Jews are finagling it to keep it going. To what point? Like, what point do they want it to crash at? Because that's when they'll have it crash, and I assume it's when Trump will be in office as a way to control him. I hope not. Next quickie. Oh my god. Jason Beck, Pentagon Insider, wants to seize guns and pose authoritarian dictatorship. I'm not going to watch the video. It's a James O'Keefe video. It's awesome, dude. And James O'Keefe is doing actual... Dude, James O'Keefe... The balls on James O'Keefe, man. James O'Keefe literally goes in on gay dating apps, Grindr. James O'Keefe goes on fucking Grindr, gets dates with these fuckers that use fake names, mind you. Somehow they still find them. They must have pictures of what they look like and they still figure it out. He goes and meets them and then even in the interview brings up, like, hey, do you know who James O'Keefe is? Like, he is James O'Keefe. He's disguised as, he puts glasses on. He literally just puts a pair of glasses on. They don't know who the fuck he is. It's like, fuck, he's like Superman. He puts a pair of glasses on. He's a completely different person. It's fucking insane, man. It's all about body language. It's all about body language. He just kind of does that gay thing with the gay body language where he kind of looks like an effeminate man and they just totally buy it. It's hilarious. So that's the greatest thing I've got out of this is just the hilarity of James O'Keefe doing the investigations himself now. Now that he doesn't have that whole Project Veritas organization behind him, but whatever. Like, dumb of them to fire him. Stupid. Firing him from his own organization. He did. When James O'Keefe got fired from his own organization, he did like a farewell speech that was reminiscent of like some Hitler type speech. It was awesome. It was like him gathering his people. It was fucking incredible. It was stuff of legend, really. I liked it a lot. So that's what I think of when I do all this. Whatever. Next quickie. You're lost, Roasties. Kekistani flag. This is the best thing to come out of this, all this stone toss drama that's happened so far. This is the best thing that's come out of it. Someone noticed that the leaked image of the supposed alleged stone toss individual very accurately matches one of the earlier comic inserts. So this is very likely self-inserted into his own comic. But it's just so great. It's the I Consent comic. So you have fucking horror whammons in bed with Mexicano. Probably a Mexicano spick. So she's like, I consent. And the spick's like, I consent. And a man says, I don't. The woman's like, who are you? The man says, the man who would have married you. And he's holding balloons that say, congrats, it's a boy. And then the woman reaches out in tragic desperation and he vanishes into mist. It was him. He was self-inserting. It was slightly hilarious. Crazy. One of the best things to come out of this. The self-insert stone toss comic. Oh, dog. If it were me, I would have intentionally drawn him as unlike myself as possible for this reason. Why, dude? Fuck off, bro. Dude, fuck all of these people trying to shame stone toss like he's a loser. So, like, what the fuck? What? Weak sauce. Literal weak sauce. Next quickie. Texas shuts down Pornhub. Jews on high alert. Dear user, you may know your elected officials in Texas are requiring us to verify age. Basically, Texas tried to pass some law. Pornhub's doing a protest so people become aware. Look, Pornhub is run by Jews. A Jew. Pornhub is Jewish propaganda and kikery and degeneracy. But requiring any type of ID for like an online thing is so stupid and dumb and a slippery fucking slope. A slippery slope. Do not give the government this power. Do not give the government this power. Kraken, Coinbase, all the coin exchanges for Bitcoin and stuff right now require you to upload ID so the feds can keep a fucking goddamn track on you hard. Okay, it's dumb. It's stupid. Don't give them this shit too so they could fucking digitize your porn use as well. Like, let's keep track of what the search terms in the state are and shit. Like, God, man, so they could sell the data to some company. Fuck off, man. Dude, dumb. Don't give them this power. Don't require IDs for internet use and stuff. It's a slippery slope and it's hidden behind protecting you. It's taking your rights away for the semblance of protection. It's dumb. And even if it's helps Pornhub, I don't care. This America says Green Texas actually hurts minors even more. I hate them so much. Ooh, bro, don't tell me they put that as one of the... Dude, this is like a huge wall of text. I mean, look at this fucking wall of text. This is huge. Of course, I'm not going to read this whole damn thing from a goddamn porn site. No way. But if they... I assume they did imply that it hurts minor, probably in a hard way. I don't even... Oh, my God. What is that? So kikish. It's so kikish. It's so fucking kikish. I don't care. Don't give them this ID thing. It's dumb. The enemy, my enemy, man. It's stupid. They whittle away and whittle away at our rights and our internet rights. And soon we'll have nothing at all. Buff Moe Love says it's more Pornhub didn't want to implement ID check because they'd have to admit how much their streams are for kids. Dude, no, they won't. Okay, if they put IDs in, then, oh my God, they're going to realize how many of them are kids. No, it'll just reduce the traffic overall because people are, because there's, if someone doesn't put their ID in, they're going to be people that don't put their ID in just because they don't want to put their ID in. Because who would? Not just because they're a kid. So you're going to like falsely equate one thing to something else. And it's not really the why. Yes, there are kids looking at Pornhub. Yes, 100%. Do you think putting ID implementation in Texas is going to stop kids from looking at porn? I don't. Never has. You can try, I guess. Good luck. This Aquafreshenon says Pornhub is already bad due to all regulations. You only have commercial business making short promo vids on it. What the fuck, dude? I guess. This American says banning porn access for swathoids is a good thing because they're the ones watching all that interracial shit. They're overwhelmingly incels. Dude, banning anything is not good. And banning anything is a slippery fucking slope. People don't fucking understand this. God, people not understand the Patriot Act. The Patriot Act is basically the essence of that. My God, kikes that can't spell God are weird. That is such a red flag. If I was a kike and I had to say God in a sentence, I just wouldn't. What the hell? Just say commie or something. Kikes are so stupid. They're fucking superstitious. Brand says, why are you defending Jewish businesses? I'm not defending Jewish... Dude, Brand, shut the fuck up, dude. I'm not defending Pornhub. Pornhub could go burn in a fucking fire. I don't give a shit. But taking away people's rights... Dude, that is such a stupid boomer thing to say. To like, that is like what the Jews use to control people on 4chan. Like, oh my God, you're defending a Jewish... Go fuck yourself. Stop taking away people's rights. Stop taking people's IDs so you can track them. Fuck tracking shit. Fuck. This is literally Mark of the Beast type crap. If you want to go biblical, this is literal Mark of the Beast. Go fuck yourself. Next thread. Are most people on poll even capable of holding down a minimum wage job? People here say nigger and faggot and kill yourself in ordinary speech. In real society, that's completely unacceptable and will get you immediately fired, expelled, hit, or even arrested. How can most people on the site even earn a living? Well, because you don't. It's called hiding your power level, you fuck. Do you not understand what that meme is? You're hiding your power level. You're exposing your power level. There's times you judge. It's on a case-by-case basis in real life. You know, around blacks, never relax. Around niggers, doubly so. How do people operate? They simply don't say them when they don't want to. It's very simple. But you think there weren't times when I fucking exposed my power level in public? 100%. There's also times where people piss me off. And I would say shocking things to normies, like, oh my God, why is it so expensive here? Well, we don't have slave labor, slave child labor, like Walmart. Sorry, normie. Sorry, you fuckwad, normie. Oh, so I didn't say fuckwad. Yeah, sorry, normie. Yeah, bye, asshole. Go fuck yourself. Said it in my head. That's how we say it in our head, you fuck. We yell it in our head over and over again, nigger, 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 in our head as loud as we can. It's called mental acuity. It's called imagination. Imagination. You're interacting with the nigger and you smile slightly and then you just yell nigger in your head over and over again. Or Shaniqua, Shaniqua, Shebone. Whatever. That's how we do it. Very simple. Also, you get fired, you get unemployment. Why would you ever quit? Just get fired, get unemployment, the end. Okay, let's talk about the Astro. Yeah, Astro time. Woo! Astro time. God, greatest show in the world. So incredibly substantive and palpable to consume. It's great. Revolutionary War General, Shadow Realm Edition. We got Yu-Gi-Oh! FBI versus Confederates. Incredible. Love it. I love the eternal battle with the feds in the Yu-Gi-Oh! I love it so much. How is this thread still going? How is Revolutionary War General still going on? And like, what is even happening anymore? Economic grievances, executive grievances, list of governors. Interdasting. Stexixenhammer. What the fuck? Vaush? You link Vaush? Please don't link Vaush. Please don't link these independent journalists. Please don't. Unless I'm on here somewhere. If I'm on here, that'd be great. But if I'm not, go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. I should be right at the top. Styx is up here. Go fuck yourselves. Whatever. Revolutionary War General sucks dick. I'm probably on here. I don't even see myself. No. Go fuck yourself. Lou should be on every list. Blessed Baker and Blessed Bread. It'd be more blessed if it had links to my Twitter account, pnaluigi.com, which is not here. I keep checking and it's not here. My jelliness is increasing. You don't want Lou's jelliness levels to increase. Lou, look up. Fasci donated. Sorry, I'm in the zone. Holy fuck, Fasci. That was a lot. Holy shit. Thank you. I missed that. Wow. Fasci gives me 100 doll hairs. Thanks for all you do, Lou. Well, thank you for all the fucking moonies right now. It was a little grim going on that trip and overextending that much, but you guys really helped this month. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'll never ask for a moonie. I'll just get a job. I really appreciate it, though. I really, really do. Really, really helps. No friends, all fed, severe depression, no hopes, no dreams. It's getting hard. Never give up. Never give up, bro. Never give up. It doesn't matter if it's all feds, bro. If you only have feds for friends, that's okay. Just don't do anything violent, and it's okay. They could be your friends. The feds can be your friends. Just don't do anything violent, and you can have fun with them. And they'll help you out, too. You can get free work out of those idiots. Now this is IP popping. Many such cases. I don't know how this thread's even still going, man. I mean, what are you guys subsisting off of? These threads were born of the Texas versus Biden administration shit that was going down with the border crisis. And now what do we have? It's like, what are you subsisting on? What the fuck are you subsisting on? Memes. They actually have pretty good memes in here. The feds. I like how the feds are the redcoats. That's nice. I like that. That's a good touch. Feds are redcoats. Yeah, kind of good. You know, the fact that the feds have to fly to Israel to be indoctrinated before they can be hired, you know, they're kind of redcoats. They're not American. I think they're more Israeli than American at that point. Oh my gosh, this is Bates. Oh my gosh, this is the most American thing I've ever seen. Oh my gosh, awesome. Bring back the old Carl's Jr. commercials. More messy eating. I like the gas masks. This one's nice. This one looks like Tanya. Memes. Froggy. Shiba Inu. Can't go wrong there. Oh my gosh, this is Reddit levels of memes. We're hitting Reddit levels of memes here. Retard Coon. Reddit levels of memes. For the most part, the AI memes are good though. Kalianon. Dude, why do you live in California still, man? Get the fuck out, bro. Leave. I'm scared to go back there. I'm scared to go back. There's gonna be so many homeless. They'll be homeless as far as the eye can see, bro. It's gonna be nuts. Four-player Mahjong-style Yu-Gi-Oh! Where you can stack card effects. That's pretty badass. We should make an official rule set. Call it Revolution Format. Nice. I like the Yu-Gi-Oh! Themed threads. That's good. Well, the Revolutionary War General threads have their own little community, but they don't link me in the stupid fucking ginormous fucking... They link Vouch, and they don't link me. That's a fucking problem. You link Hassan. Maybe it's good that I'm not on this list. Maybe I'm not supposed to be on this list. Maybe it's a good thing. Maybe if Styx, Hassan, and Vosh in the quartering are all right next to each other, maybe I don't want to be on that fucking list. Maybe it's a good thing I'm not there. Let's just stay off that list. Just keep me off that list, you idiots. I don't want to be anywhere near any of those names. whatever. Next thread. Wikipedia removing all early life references. This is kind of important. Wikipedia is removing all references to someone being Jewish in their early life bio. Pick related is from Lewayan, who is Jewish. Same for other controversial people. They're starting to crypto Jew people. They don't want people knowing people are kikes. Because then the noticing would happen. Then there would be more noticing. Oh, man. Wikipedia was one of the only places you could point a normie to and be like, look, it's a Jew. Look, it's a Jew. And now they're going to take that away from us as well. That's good. This is kind of a big hit to the normie waking up machine. But it's too late. It's too late, Kaix. It's too late, you fucks. This Swedish Anon says, it's time to shapeshift. Kaix are very good at such things. Mighty Morphin Hebrew Rangers. Yes. Mighty Morphin Hebrew Rangers. Wikipedia is owned by the Masons. It's left wing. It's definitely far left wing, but it's not. It's definitely Kaikish, because if it was left wing, they'd be probably supporting Palestine. But since it'd be like the golem attacking its master. But since they're defending Jews so heartily, makes you think. This meme flag says, make it go viral that Wikipedia is trying to erase the Jews just like Hitler did. We're not your personal army, faggot. Go fuck yourself. We'll do whatever the fuck we want to do. And I want to be lazy and read things, so go fuck yourself. This American says, they shut it down? Hugh. This American says, a bit late for that now. Everyone who's a regular here has the radar. Yeah, everybody has Jewish... We all have the Judar, yes. The Judar is very honed in at this point in time. Yes, you're right.
Moetzet Yesh, in conjunction with My Israel, has arranged instruction day for wiki editors. The goal of the day is to teach people how to edit in Wikipedia, which is the...
Wow. Dude, chef kiss. Dude, why are some leaves so based? Chef's kiss, leaf. How? One post by this ID. Dude, oh my god, bro. Based leaf.
Number one source of information today in the world. As a way of example, if someone searches the Gaza Flotilla, we want to be there. We want to be the guys who influence what is written there, how it's written, and to ensure that it's balanced.
So
and,
perfect.
Zionist in nature.
I came here to learn more about how we as Israelis...
Miriam Schwab.
...defend Israel online, on the internet, and particularly in Wikipedia in this case. Wikipedia is a bit of a complex system, and it's sometimes hard to figure out the rules. I've personally tried to edit things in Wikipedia that were against Israel, small things, and my changes were erased or undone, and I didn't understand why. And I think that this kind of knowledge is important for anyone who wants to be active in defending Israel on the internet, so that we can go...
The Jews are, the Kikes are non-stop fighting for the brethren, man, on all fronts, man, on all, dude, they go to sleep, they wake up in the morning, and they're like, how can I help Jews today? That sounds insane, but that is literally what they do each and every morning. They fucking do the stupid bread shit at the table. They speak in Hebrew, they laugh at the goyim daily.
And we can see the information and we can say this isn't quite right, it's showing one side of the story, and I have the power and the right to change that. And in general, it's so important for us to be online working to defend ourselves and to prove to the world and to ourselves that we are just and we are right. And because
we need to prove to the world and to ourselves that we are just and we are right. Why do you need to prove to yourself that you're right? What the fuck?
Right now, if you look online, if you do searches for certain terms related to Israel, it's just filled with anti-Semitism, anti-Zionism, and garbage. And there's not enough of us out there working to counteract that and make sure that...
Brand says, that video is like 10 years old. This is the first time you've seen it. No, that's not the fucking point. Brands. The point is, in this thread, this leaf randomly, miraculously posted the 10-year-old fucking video on point that just perfectly matched the subject matter. Thank you, leaf. Thank you for all your hard work and help so that I don't have to do anything. That's the point. Also, Jews are dumb and stupid. And they rape babies and eat baby dick and are fucking evil itself. Everybody says we can still tell. We can still tell. Yes, we can. But it's nice having a place to point normies to. They're like, look, it's a Jew. It's nice. This American says, why haven't we made a clone of Wikipedia, but based and red-pilled version instead? Well, because this is what would happen. You would make a clone, and then the Jews would hound the servers with pressure so that, one, it would cost you a shitload of money to use it, to keep it up, because the Jews are just pounding the servers with artificial pressure to artificially inflate your server costs. Dumb. Also, it's like expensive. It takes time, effort. You have to put work in. You need volunteers. There's people that have been a part of Wikipedia for fucking a decade. Fucking decade. They've been a part of that goddamn site. It's ingrained into their very soul. They've been doing Wikipedia longer than I've been doing peeing in America. That is their life. They do it for fucking free. Just like the Jannies.
Bashy says Brands is always pressing Lou. We're fighting each other now. Soon he's gonna make his way to my nemesis chart. He's gonna make his way to my nemesis. My chart of nemesis. But he has like no avatar, so it'll be like a giant bee. This America says, I'm shocked it took this long for them to kike up about it. About hiding the names, the crypto kikery, yeah. They've done it in the past, but they've done it through the edits. Now it becomes more and more apparent. This German says, bump this shit up, niggers. Is that even legal for you to say, German? Are you allowed to say that? I don't know, that might be like some Holocaust denial, bro. That seems pretty anti-Semitic shit's illegal there, ain't it? This one anon says, I've always thought when the kikes start moving their designation from Wikipedia, it would signal the next Shoah is very near. I hope so, buddy. I hope so. This American says, this is because Jews are winning and not scared. Oh, dude, that was some good sarcasm, and you were so close to 0000 get. Very close to quad zeros. Very close. One off. Maybe the one off was even better. I don't know. Maybe it was a sign. This America says, green text, we still know early life was merely a formality. Dude, it's like the older they get, the more kikish they become. Yeah. It's like their kikishness just comes out more and more. Oof. Whatever. Next thread. Finale of the day. This is what we're going to talk about. Starship. Starship crashes. USA is a failed nation. Starship design is retarded. Van Braun dead. Now, only likes left to design. Crashes every time. Get paid billions. Oh my gosh, it's a failure. Everything. Shut up. Shut up. German says it's a Ponzi scheme. Tax money goes into these rockets. Oh my god. It's a fucking assembly line. This is the most advanced rocket we've ever created. We've never done things like this before. Before, the government used to have to put billions and trillions of dollars into something that would probably maybe not work. And then if it didn't work, oh well, we're fucked. But now Elon Musk is making an assembly line. You know why he's making an assembly line? Because he wants to have hundreds of starships, if not thousands of starships. He wants reusable starships. He doesn't want just one. Like, you're thinking in terms of the past. And, oh, we make a fucking SSL starship for billions and billions and trillions of dollars. And then we launch it up and then it all blows up and then we get one mission out of it. No. Elon Musk envisions a future where we have reusable starships, reusable boosters, and we're making hundreds, if not thousands of them that are all reusable. So we have hundreds of thousands of super rocket starships that are all doing awesome shit and taking us to Mars and crap. Okay, that's what we want. That's what we want. A multi-planet future, a multi-planetary species. We want limitless growth, not stagnation and kikish reduction in the population through sterilization. Fuck that. Dio says it blew up after meeting all of the goals for its mission. Well, all but one, but yes, exactly. Yeah, basically almost every goal it wanted to fulfill. Yes. Incredible. So much failure. So much failure. This Osu says 33 engines each, third crash. That's 99 engines destroyed by this reusable rocket, lol. Well, good thing they're making two engines a day, faggot. Go fuck yourself. Good thing they're making like two engines a day. Haha. And why else would they be making two engines a day if it wasn't a fucking assembly line? They're making thousands of these fucking rockets. That's the point. It's gonna be like a car. They're gonna maybe be making these motherfucking things like cars. It's a concept. Elon Musk is like a Henry fucking Ford, man. He's like king of the assembly line. And he says the hardest thing to do is to make to get the assembly line going. The battle in and of itself, not designing the rockets, designing the fucking assembly line to make the rocket. Sleeve says that's clearly a pig poop silo with fins on it. Who the fuck believed this would work? Oh
Oh my god. They landed it. They landed the starship. That was pretty nice. They did the flip maneuver. And now they're doing re-entry. And they're getting there. Whatever. This is Brand's thread for Brand's like people. Fuck those people. We're going to go on to Starship Reaches Orbit and is a wild success. America, again, Mogs. It's geopolitical rivals. Fuck all the... Fuck every other lesser country. Japan just launched a rocket. It blew up like 5 feet from the launch stand. Go fuck yourself, Japan. Get fucked. Get fucked by America. The greatest country on the planet Earth. Oh my gosh, that's why this is peeing in... People don't understand. This is peeing in America. Okay? America is the best, greatest... Even when I'm black-pilling and saying, oh my god, woe is us, blah, 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 America's so shit, blah, blah, okay. No matter how shit I say America is, whatever country you're in that's not America is like 10 times shittier than the shittiest America could ever be. Okay, so that's the... America's the greatest, the best. Go get fucked, everyone else bows to us. It's incredible. BRICS nation shitting themselves. Yes, BRICS is shitting themselves to this god... Damn blessed beast. Glorious plasma reentry because America's the greatest country on the planet Earth. Blatant CGI. Blatantly CGI or something, yes. Ma CGI. It's a failure. Also, ma CGI. Super plasma. Plasma starship. It was not coming in correctly. Should have been much more rotated clockwise. Space isn't real. LOL, LMAO even. Clown World Archive. Chamal, I feel bad for Luke only because I don't think he's actually gay. I think he was just a troll. Luke still comes by. Luke still watches the show. Luke still talks in Rumble Chat sometimes. It's not like he left. He still comes. Just not as much. He's probably there. He's probably just lurking. He's probably Brands. It's probably fucking Brands. Since Brands is banned to the Shadow Realm. I don't know. Brands says it's hilarious you can call a failure a success. It's hilarious you think this is a failure. Anybody that thinks it's a failure is a fucking psyop loser faggot fed. Okay? Anybody that thinks this is a failure is a stupid retarded leftist that's seething over Elon Musk for some stupid reason. Dude, if you think this is a failure, you don't understand... anything. Like, if you think this is a failure, you didn't follow the Falcon 9 and the development process of the Falcon 9. Elon Musk was one rocket launch away from complete failure. You want to talk about failure? Elon Musk was one rocket launch away from all of his money being gone. And because it wasn't a failure, because it succeeded, because he finally got it to launch, that's the only reason he's here today. So I don't give a fuck what you say. It's not a failure, it's a success. And every step closer to reusability is a step forward for the human race. And if you celebrate this in any way as a failure, you celebrate the downfall of humanity, you celebrate, you basically embody the tranny mindset of fuck progress, fuck civilization, I want everyone else to be miserable. I want there to be no progress. Wah. Boom, blow your brains out. I mean, that's what you're at. Brand says, Lewitt literally exploded. All of them have exploded so far. Yes, and the Falcon 9 blew up 3 times before it became reusable. Yes, dude, yes. What the fuck, dude? They transferred fuel and oil. The Starship is like the first fucking Starship that has ever transferred fuel in orbit. Ever. Ever. That's the first time that's ever happened. Even though it's really lame, it's like, oh, they just pumped it from one tank to another tank, whatever. First time it's ever happened. First time they ever, like, halfway opened a payload door in space that was like, this thing is, like, double the size of the moon mission. Brands is a troll. Or just fucking 20 IQ. Probably the latter. What great shots we got. That's some amazing reentry shots. Also, it started getting plasma so far out of the... There was barely an atmosphere, and it was already plasma-fying. Like 160 kilometers up. Crazy. Bashy says, anyone know the payload? The payload was empty. It was just empty. It was an empty bay, which gave some really cool shots
when they opened that bay, which I'm maybe future Lou will throw in there. But when they opened the bay, it was really cool looking, and all there was like some atmosphere that got stuck in the ship, and it all got sucked out when they opened the bay. But the bay didn't look like it opened fully, but still progress, and it awesome. Dude, the whole thing was fucking awesome. The fact we got Plasmon re-entry was crazy. Much farther than last time. Last time we didn't even get to test the tiles. This time, at least, there was a little bit of tile testing. And next time, I guarantee you we'll get two more launches, and I guarantee you what, we'll have a starship that lands in, like, two launches. There's already, like, five waiting, so whatever. Be nice if the super heavy booster didn't blow up after every fucking attempt. That'd be nice, because that thing has a lot of engines on it. Anyways, that's the show! Fucking SpaceX succeeding, progressing, advancing science, really advancing science. This is advancing science. This is advancing science, not diversity, not fucking inclusion. This, white people doing white things, fucking pushing civilization forward. This is fucking incredible. This is progress. This, how you can see this footage right here and say this is not progress. This is not farther than last time. You'd have to be fucking either psychopathic or insane or retarded. Maybe all three. This is progress. This is insane. This is the biggest thing that's ever been in space ever. This is the biggest thing we've ever shot up into space. It's crazy. It's a fucking moving skyscraper. I mean, this flap right here is bigger than it's bigger than a car. This is like three cars big, this flap. This entire thing is the size of a fucking building. A multi-story building. This thing is huge. Each of these tiles, they were holding one of these tiles on the stream. It was like huge. It's a giant plate, and they look so tiny on this thing. And then you hold it in person and it's big. The fact it's like actuating is nuts. Huge. Technology, whatever. Incredible. I love SpaceX. I love the launches. We're so close to having a reusable 100 ton to orbit. That's insane, man. We're going to have, that's going to be game changing. Having the Starship will be game changing. If Elon Musk gets this thing fucking working, being able to launch 100 tons to orbit, the cost to orbit is going to be so tiny now. It's going to be this. People don't understand that the Starship, if Elon Musk does it and it actually starts taking off, will bring space to the regular civilian. The regular civilian will be able to obtain space, send stuff into space, do stuff in space. Like, we will be able to access space with this. That's how much it will reduce the cost of getting of pound to orbit. So it'll be game changing. It'll be incredible. Needs to happen. Chamal says 100-ton warhead. Wow. Well, 30-minute point to point too. Apparently the military wants it because you can go basically anywhere on the planet in like 30 minutes, which is kind of strategically important. Like 100 tons anywhere on the planet in 30 minutes. Kind of strategically nice. Like, and it could just land anywhere. I don't know. Military wants that. That's the show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Please like, comment, subscribe. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.